UN system in the dock, international law or rule-based order? How much longer will the world's people allow the Zionists and their imperialist backers to carry out their horrific crimes with impunity? The United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, was established in 1949. Since 1950, it has been providing nutritional, health and educational services to the 750,000 Palestinians displaced as a result of ethnic cleansing by the Zionist colonizers, those displaced in later waves of war and occupation, and their descendants. Today, owing to a lack of international support, the agency struggles to provide services to over 5 million Palestinian refugees. Since the Palestinian refugees' plight is officially recognized as temporary, UNRWA is also supposed to be a temporary organization, with its mandate reviewed and renewed every 3 years by the General Assembly. 2 days after the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, ruled in favor of South Africa's prima facie case of genocide against it, Israel and its primary sponsor, the United States, along with the usual cohort of vassal states, including Britain, all withdrew funding to the United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA, which provides food and aid to Gaza. The very same people being deprived of food, water, medical supplies, and all other life-supporting mechanisms while being bombed into oblivion by Israel using US and British weapons, have had what meagre support they had withdrawn. Whilst the withdrawal of UNRWA funding could be considered a war crime in itself, the action is in flagrant defiance of the ICJ's ruling, which found the charges of genocide brought by South Africa to be plausible. The ICJ ordered Israel to abide by 6 provisional measures to prevent genocide and alleviate the humanitarian catastrophe, one of which was for Israel to secure immediate and effective steps to provide humanitarian assistance and essential services in Gaza. The defunding of UNRWA by the imperialists was a retaliatory message to the ICJ that, by deciding that Israel was non-compliant with the present orders, thus warranting further orders, Israel will not recognize the ICJ's authority. Israel feels free to ignore the ICJ ruling. What does this say about the authority and influence of the highest international court in our world? What does it say about Israel's acknowledgement of the court's legitimacy when, following its ruling, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, responds by declaring, quote, Israel's commitment to international law is unwavering. Equally unwavering is our sacred commitment to defending our country, end quote. Mr. Netanyahu went on to assert that South Africa's allegation that Israel was committing genocide was, quote, not only false, it's outrageous and decent people everywhere should reject it, end quote. Well, decent people the world over have made it clear what they think, and they reject Israel, and they reject the Western support of the Zionists' ongoing genocidal campaign. Whilst many may have no historical knowledge of the region, and no understanding of the geopolitical implications, or of US imperialist ambitions, they do know the difference between right and wrong. They know genocide when they see it on their social media feeds, despite Western media's intense campaign of lying propaganda and protestations to the contrary. Narratives unravelling fast. What we are witnessing is the rapid unravelling of 2 carefully constructed narratives that have run in parallel since 1945. One is the right of Israel to exist on any basis, and the other is the pretense that we are all governed according to some democratic principles enshrined in international law. Since 1945, international law has been centred on the United Nations and its Charter. 193 countries have acceded to the UN Charter as member states, declaring their wish to be part of the community of nations. As part of the deal, they are obliged to follow the fundamental principles and provisions that extend from that charter, including its highest court, the ICJ. Swedish diplomat Dag Hammarskjöld once stated that the goal of the UN was not to, quote, take mankind to heaven, but to save humanity from hell, end quote. But neither the UN's courts nor its plethora of resolutions have done much for humanity in Palestine. Israel and its sponsors, the USA and Britain, flagrantly disregard international law and the demands of millions of pro-Palestinian demonstrators worldwide, and they must be brought to account. It is time to delineate the words and actions of our leaders and to make them accountable for what they do. Words matter. Words are how we communicate, interpret, and understand one another and our world. They are also how we are manipulated into accepting wars and injustices that, if clearly articulated, we would fervently fight. Remember weapons of mass destruction? Our leaders and mass media constantly play with words to mold our thinking. Have you noticed how Israelis are killed, but Palestinians die? No limits to US granted immunity for Israel. A change in phraseology coming out of the USA in recent years quietly replaced international law with the rules-based order. Over time, the rules-based order became the dominant phraseology in Western media and political discourse, despite not having anything like the same meaning. The rules-based order, flaunted by American and British politicians, is less about international law and more about international law as interpreted by the United States. It allows the USA to flout the rules that govern other nations, and in particular to justify its exceptionalist approach towards Israel. This was clearly articulated in the joint declaration made by President Joe Biden's visit to Israel in July 22. The statement reaffirmed, quote, the unbreakable bonds between our two countries and the enduring commitment of the United States to Israel's security, end quote, along with the determination of the two states, quote, to combat all efforts to boycott or delegitimize Israel, to deny its right to self-defense, or to single it out in any forum, including at the United Nations or the International Criminal Court, end quote. This commitment underpins the consistent refusal of the United States to hold Israel to account for its repeated violations of humanitarian law or to condemn its policy of apartheid in the occupied Palestinian territories. The USA and its allies have always been partial in their application of the moral imperative, particularly when it applied to international law. Israel remains the most immune, and regardless of sin, its brutal ethnic cleansing continues to have the full financial and military support of the USA and Britain. Israel is America's military base in the Middle East. It has ensured US domination of the region and its oil since World War II, and that is why Israel is supported by the USA, regardless of its actions or world opinion. Imperialism versus humanity, the struggle of our times. Whilst from the perspective of the Western imperialists, such actions are presented as being consistent with their rules-based order, for the rest of the world, they clearly violate the most basic rules of international law and of humanity itself. The ICJ ruling in support of South Africa's submission that Israel is committing a genocide against the Palestinian people is a positive step. But if the court has no teeth, and if the genocide continues, what is the point of the court? What, in fact, is the point of the United Nations itself? And if there is no legal mechanism for stopping what we all see and know is a genocide, and our governments are complicit, who is going to see that justice is done? Israel and the UN system are both in the dock. If nothing is done to hold Israel accountable, it will be because the USA has a veto over the only body with any executive power, the UN Security Council. The USA has used that position to protect Israel and green light its genocidal and apartheid activities with impunity for 75 years, despite international outrage. The question is, how much longer will the world's people allow that situation to continue?
Thanks for listening to Proletarian Radio. We aim to bring you the best Marxist analysis on current affairs, revolutionary history, and theory. Do like, comment, subscribe, and share our content to help us reach the widest possible audience. We are a small organization with limited resources, and we need workers' support if we are to grow and fulfill our mission. If you are able to make a one-off or regular donation, no matter how small, please visit our website at thecommunists.org and register as a supporter.